A Fish and Wildlife trooper and a Sitka police officer spent over an hour this afternoon trying to run a sow and four cubs out of Shotgun Alley. The police began receiving calls just before 2:30 this afternoon about a bear family wandering through residents' yards. One person called to say the bears were banging on the walls and windows of her house. It isn't clear whether they were trying to get inside. Alice Johnstone lives at the bottom of Shotgun Alley. She watched from her window as the bear and four cubs entered her yard.
They wandered around up and down the path and finally got into the berry patch and they ate blueberries and red huckleberries. And then the cubs found my raspberries and raided that. They were, you know, about a half an hour, I guess. We were watching them out the window and taking pictures. And then one of the cubs found the dog bone that was out there, and then they had a tussle about that. Finally, they wandered off across the road and apparently up the hill.
Fish and Wildlife trooper Kyle Carson said trying to herd a bear with four cubs is pretty much impossible. He used rifle fire, firecrackers, and sirens to encourage the bears to leave the area, but he says they simply wandered from one yard to the next. Just before 4 o'clock, the sow and her cubs moved away from the homes toward Cedar Beach, where they are now feeding on deer bones left by a resident. Carson said the ultimate goal is to get the bears back up toward Thimbleberry or Heart Lake, where the trail is still closed to pedestrians. In the meantime, he advises people not to get too close, as the sow is likely to become aggressive if she is separated from her cubs. In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.